So it's starting to sound like Norwegians may be only invented and manufactured. But that is not true. Here's a man whose name you maybe have never heard, but his ideas you've definitely heard. Thorsten Veblen was born near Valdres, Wisconsin, to a Norwegian-American family, and he grew up to be an economist and a sociologist and a really huge critic of capitalism. You may have heard some of the terms that he coined. He coined the expression leisure class and conspicuous consumption, and those terms became just part of our vocabulary here in the United States. And we owe all these ideas to a small-town Norwegian-American from Wisconsin. Now, this is a little more recent in history. Tom Loftus was born in Stoughton, and he was raised in Sun Prairie. And he was the longest-serving Democratic speaker for the Wisconsin Assembly before he was named ambassador to Norway during the Clinton administration. He released his memoirs last year. It's a really good read. If you haven't had a chance to read it, I encourage you to grab a copy, or if you, he's out kind of on a speaking circuit too. If you get the chance to hear him talk about the book even, it's really entertaining to hear some of his stories about his time living in Europe in the 90s. Now, this is a gentleman my generation probably knows pretty well, but maybe not a lot of people know he's Norwegian-American. Butch Vig is a celebrated producer and musician. He produced Nirvana's best-selling album. He produced for Smashing Pumpkins. He was a founding member of the band Garbage. And he is very influential in the rock music scene, for sure. And he's originally from Viroqua, Wisconsin. Legacies come in all forms. And horrifying legacies are still legacies. And I'm including this just so you don't think I'm totally biased and think all Norwegian Americans are fine, upstanding humans. We do have one black sheep who is only a quarter Norwegian on his mother's side. For the sports fans here in the audience, we have a NASCAR legend from Rockdale, Wisconsin, which is near Cambridge. He happens to be descended from some of the very first immigrants to Wisconsin. His family has been here since the 1840s. A very long time. Matt Kenseth was the final winner of the Winston Cup in 2003 before they changed sponsors. Two-time Daytona 500 champion, pretty well known in the NASCAR world for sure. And Norwegian Americans from Wisconsin have also represented the U.S. on the Olympic team. Tim Mickelson from Deerfield won a silver medal in the 1972 Olympics on the rowing team. Andy Ryan from Stoughton won a silver medal in the 1984 Olympics for wrestling. And Ryan actually, he went on to be inducted into the National Wrestling Hall of Fame a few years ago. And he was on the coaching staff of UW-Madison for a while. And in 1992, he was named Big Ten Coach of the Year. Speaking of Olympians, Mark Johnson was born in Minnesota, but I think we can claim him. He scored two goals against the Russians during the 1980 Olympics, and he was part of that hockey team that went on to win the gold medal. He was part of the miracle on ice. And of course, he went on to play professionally, but he came back to Madison and he coaches the women's hockey team. He's been here since 2002, and they've had many, many good seasons under him.